You have to, that's the first step. You got to know how your, where your money comes from and where it goes, how it goes into one pocket and leaves the other. That is the basic understanding of personal finance. You have to know that. It's your money. You work for it. There's no reason for you not to know that. What's up, guys? My name's Andres. This is the Ventura County Real Estate Show. This is part one of five on a series of videos I'm going to make on how to become a millionaire. I'm going to come out and say it. That's what this is going to do. This is what we're going to do for you. Take notes. Five parts. Okay. Part one. So your path to becoming a millionaire is not a straight line. It's kind of like a stair step. So what you need to do first, the number one thing that you need to do is you have to understand money. And most importantly is you have to understand your money, okay? You have to know how your money is made, okay? You have to know what makes you money. Your job makes you money. What you do, your skills make you money, right? You have to know what brings your money into your home, okay? Then you have to know how much you spend, right? Make a budget. How much do you spend? How much do you hold? How much do you invest? How much do you donate? Right, all that stuff, you have to know what happens to your money. Then you have to know, right, what you own, right? How much debt do you have? Your car has debt, you know, your house, all this stuff, right? You have to know all these things in order to understand money, but most importantly is how you understand your money. I have my notes down here. That's why I'm looking down. You have to, that's the first step. You got to know where your money comes from and where it goes, how it goes into one pocket and leaves the other. That is the basic understanding of personal finance. You have to know that it's your money. You work for it. There's no reason for you not to know that. So there are four things you can do with your money, right? You can consume it by spending it. You can save it by holding it. You can share it by donating it, or you can grow it by investing it, right? I found it online somewhere. I don't remember where exactly I found it. So after you know where your money comes in, you have to then budget your expenses, right? You have to know what you're spending your money on, improve how you spend your money, start investing, start donating. You need to write it all down, make a budget, a graph, and try and increase the investment portion of your budget by cutting money from everything else. By cutting money, I don't mean you don't pay bills. By cutting money, I mean you stop spending on frivolous items. So your goal in this first part is to understand your money, where it comes from, budget your money, get a worksheet. They're available online. If I find a good one, I'll probably make one. I'll put it in the description of this video. Make a budget. Try and increase if your investing section of your budget is zero, then that's the starting place, right? Increase that number by removing, decreasing, the amount of frivolous spending that you do. You want to increase the investment portion of your budget. That's your goal in this section. In this section, that's your goal. You have to find a way to get money to invest. Work more, spend less, sell things, right? But the whole purpose of this first section of this five-part video series, so I will link the video where I talk about a zero balance budget here in this video. That's how you do it. Okay. Then you want to track. You're on your way. You want to track your net worth. So you know where your money comes in and out. You have a budget. How much are you worth? Do you have things? Do you have a home? Do you have stocks? Do you have other investments, right? You want to know your starting point. So you want to make a sheet that tracks all of your expenses and liabilities and investments. And you want to know what that number is after you add everything up. So it's really that simple. I'm not even at a 5-minute video yet. It's totally that simple. I'll link that other video in the description. Where does your money come from? Where does it go? What do you do with it? How can you keep more of your money that you make? How can you make more money to invest? How do you find money to invest in your budget? How much are you worth? That's it. You're well on your way. If you do that, you're better than a majority of the people in the world, right? Know exactly where your money is going. So that's part one. Totally done. Okay. And my next one, I'm going to show you the next step. Once you get that down, there's another step. You have to keep doing this one, but now you can add this one to it. So my name is Andres. This is the Ventura County Real Estate Show. Thanks for watching, and I'll talk to you guys next time.